The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Natalie Morris and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Round 4 has now been completed and every single game is live on Sky Sports and on the Sky Sports YouTube channel. And one of the games recently had more than 6,000 live viewers, so it's great to see everyone is really getting behind the games. First up, Stars 27, Manchester Thunder 60. Karen Gregg spoke to Sky's Gail Davies after the game.
Obviously we managed to get all 12 on there and a debut from Liz Scholes at the end, so really pleased with it. I think, you know, I said at the start, we wanted to give that starting seven from last week another opportunity to see how it ran against different opposition, and I think it was pretty good. You know, they stuck to task, and I think we did manage to push on a few tweaks with combinations in that third, and we managed to still keep pushing that scoreline out, so really pleased.
What did you learn from making those changes?
Yeah, I think it's all about understanding your squad at this point and what combinations work for you, you know, and matchups against certain players. So it was important today to see how Becca ran against someone like Aliana, and know that we've got someone like Caroline on the bench and we can play around with Amy in wing defence as well and it still have the same impact. So yeah, it's all about learning what our combinations can do. We've got a couple of tough games coming up after our bye weekend next weekend.
3 from 3, the start you were no doubt looking for. It's going to get a bit tougher now, isn't it, with Bath and what's to come, but you're probably right where you want to be, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're learning every day in training and, you know, our youngsters are really stepping up for us as well, so I think it's all about consolidating what we know what works for us and you know, developing each game as well. And as you say, we've got Bath, so that's going to be a really tough game, so we've got to have a solid 2 weeks of training now.
Stars Melissa Bessel shared her thoughts on the game.
Melissa, it's another defeat, but did you learn a little bit more? Are you getting closer to getting that first win?
Not if we're going to keep playing like that. No, we're not, you know. You can't win games at this level when you're having brilliance of like 30 seconds, you know, and that's exactly what we're doing. So, you know, I mean, we knew that, I mean, having George not here, but, you know, like I knew and I'd said to my girls, it gives players the opportunity and, you know, and that's what we did, but I don't think those girls actually took the full opportunity that they could themselves. So from my point of view, I'm happy with little bits and pieces, but I'm not happy with, you know, like breaking and little things like that. That's unacceptable. Shooting, missing goals, unacceptable. Very happy with Izzy, you know, like she's one of our very young up and comings, for her to get on. And I think she did well. You know, like she was probably a little bit scared, but she did well. So I'll take some positives out of it, but no, back to the drawing board again.
Liana at halftime described it as a bit of a brain explosion. You go through a few phases, doing things right, and then what is it? Is it a sense of panic? Is it a sense of trying too hard?
I think it's a sense of trying too hard, and I think they get very down and hard on themselves individually, and you can see that because they can do like silly one things, and then it takes them about 30 seconds to get back into it, and you can't. You, as I've said to them, you just have to let it go and get on with it straight away. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, like it's a hard one for us, and we're going to have to go back and we'll look at the footage again and go over it. And we've got staying up here again tonight, and then we've got another game. We've got Loughborough tomorrow.
Yeah, and will you have Liana available? We saw her on courtside with her arm in a sling.
Even if the arm was broken, she'd still play. But again, you know, like she's so, you know, like she is only one player, and she doesn't get. She's not the one that gets the goals in the hoop. But you know, we should have Georgia tomorrow. So you know,
is she injured?
Who's that?
Liana. We saw her look like she had an arm.
Yeah, no, we're just checking. We're just making sure, and it's better to be safe. We think it was dislocated. So yeah, it's just the finger that that sort of popped out. So, but she kept playing, and which is typical Kiwi, but. But we'll have a look and we'll go back. And yeah, it looks far worse than what it is at the moment, but yeah.
Sirens made it 3 wins in a row, beating Pulse 35-30. Player of the match went to Nicola McCleary.
We knew getting into this game it was going to be tight and we were going to have to go quarter by quarter. So just delighted to get away with the win. And I think it's the first time that Sirens, and I've played for 5 seasons now, it's the first time I've had 3 wins in a row. So the girls are absolutely delighted.
You've had to adapt, haven't you, because of the circle changes, because of Lindsay Gallagher's injury, but how well have they done? Your 2 goal shooters obviously having to shift around a bit.
Absolutely, both of them are incredible, just so positive. They've come in here with a great mindset, and we're devastated to lose Lindsay just now, but I think they've stepped up to it, and credit to both of them, they were absolutely fantastic today.
could you be dark horses in this year's Super League? You're certainly putting together a bit of consistency, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're just going game by game just now. Training's going really well, just putting each other under pressure every single training session. So it's setting us good for the games and looking forward to what's next for us.
And what did Karen Atkinson make of the game?
We talked about that before the game, that it was going to have to be a real team effort, and we're going to have to break this team down kind of from a tactical perspective, because they've got some really talented players, some dangerous defensive strategies that they can put out. But I thought Nick was excellent today. I think someone like Fumi Fadoju is an unbelievable talent, and Nick had to really think about her game and work around the range and get some angles into the circle, and she did a great job.
Amazing job too by both your goal shooters, one of whom was playing goal attack. It's great to see how adaptable your squad's being.
Yeah, they are, and credit to those two. You know, they're really young. They're still both, you know, Emma's really learning her craft and getting stronger every game, and Bethan doesn't play out at goal attack, so it's a real challenge for her. But the whole squad is really supporting them. They're kind of working out how they can play to their strengths and not just kind of just playing the same old game every single time. So I'm really pleased with them. I still think we can push games out a bit more when we've got some momentum and some control. But it probably shows where we're at. And I thought, you know, we could have won it by a bit more. But credit to Pulse as well. I think, they were really fighting hard and making us think with all the changes. So tough game.
I was going to ask you about that, because you said before you wanted ruthless, so there's still some room for improvement there. I guess that comes with belief as well, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, they are growing in confidence and growing in belief, which is really exciting. But, we have to just keep putting the foot down, understanding what we're doing well and being able to repeat that under pressure, and adapting when, you know, a certain defensive style comes out and it looks a bit different to the last time. So we're learning, but, you know, it's not a bad start to the season.
Here's London Pulse's Sam Bird.
Mixed feelings. I mean, yes, we started, that's the best start we've had, and that's a really good thing that we started well, and I think we lost the first quarter by one, but very even and definitely a best start we had. I felt our discipline was not really good enough. We gave a lot of penalties away. I don't know what the penalty count was, but don't feel like we adjusted quick enough. But then the last quarter with a new attacking lineup, I thought they did really well, moved the ball around really well. They were quick and confident, and that's a real positive for us.
It still is round four, isn't it? And we saw you make wholesale changes in the third quarter. With what you saw in the last quarter, has that given you a real sense of who your best starting seven are? You're laughing.
Well, I'm laughing because different players step up at different times, and that's the issue, isn't it? That's the consistency we're looking for. And I love the fact that our players are stepping up and saying, no, I should be on, I should be doing this. But they've got to do that week in, week out. They've got to do that through training, just to keep developing those connections. And it also depends on the matchups we have as well. So there are more positives, there's no question about that. It was an improved performance, but we've still got a long way to go.
Wasps beat Storm 47-33, and the player of the match went to Iona Christian.
I think over the last few weeks we've had some good first halves and some good second halves, and I think today we had four more consistent quarters. There's obviously still a lot to work on, but it definitely felt like a fuller performance than the last few weeks. We went away and looked a lot at our through court over the last few weeks, and I think we were better at getting a bit more width and then bringing it through the court. I still think we can look at maybe getting a bit more depth in attack, but the connections are definitely coming, and looking forward to training this week.
Mel Mansfield said she was pleased with the result, if not the overall performance.
We got four quarter wins, but yeah, not necessarily happy with each of the quarters. But, you know, we had a result. I got everybody on in the end. It wasn't a great game. It felt really messy. There were a lot of arms and holds and all sorts of things going on in there. It was difficult to play clean netball, and I think we were trying to get a clear line to the ball, and that was really tricky for us today.
Give us a sense of the good things, and then you do seem a bit flat. Maybe some of the things you need to work on.
Yeah, so there were some good moments in the attacking circle where we played some really nice triangles. Equally, there were some messy moments in the attacking circle where we're not giving them the attackers an option. As soon as they land circle edge, I want them to be able to present to the ball at that point. Through court attack, much, much better. And defensively, I thought the first quarter was a challenge. And then once we were able to hold them up and keep them high in that attacking third, I'm really pleased with some of the defensive work we did.
Storm's director of netball is, of course, Mickey Austin.
I think for a good half of that game, we was there or thereabouts. And I said to the girls at halftime, you know, this is going to be one of those games that either goes one way or the other. You know, we either come out of this and we come out fighting and we cut that scoreline down, or this game's going to capitulate. And like the games we've seen so far, it's going to blow out by 30 goals. I was really disappointed with the response. We pulled it back to be within eight and then we let it blow back out again. And it's that, for me, that's going to be the real critical part to fix as we go on through this season, because it's all about what we do in key moments. And for me, we was quite wasteful in those moments today.
And a lot of that is mental as well, isn't it? And it's confidence and it's having a bit of momentum. And,
yeah, 1,000,000%. You know, we play a team sport that's all about confidence. And, you know, as I say, it's almost walking with that air of confidence and believing you can win it. And I don't know whether we have that yet. I think we're really working towards that. And I think we've come a really long way in this pre-season and what we've seen so far this season. But, you know, what's for a classy side, but I don't think they was 13 goals better than us today. I think we gifted them a lot of ball, and that for me is disappointing.
This is a netball show with Flyhawk. Monday saw Dragons face off against Saracens Mavericks. Mavericks won 61-41, and the Cardiff Met player of the match went to Mavericks' Georges Leeds.
I think today we really just wanted to have a strong game. I think we come out in quarter one really strong. We dipped off in quarter two, and at half time we had a discussion, it just wasn't good enough. We need to be seeing off these teams, finishing off these performances. I'm just really happy that we did that in the fourth there.
But given almost half your team haven't played that much together. You look at Jodie Gibson, not played in 2 years. In Maria Venter, brand new side. Gabby Marshall, just one game into her injury comeback.
Yeah.
You've got to be pretty pleased, haven't you? This is a place to launch your season from.
Yeah, I think as a member, it's game four. It's really exciting to have those players back in with us and have them back onto court today. Having Jodie back in the team and Inna Marie back on court, it's fantastic. And to have the options to then have Britt come on in that goal shooter position and kill it, I'm really, really happy with that.
Got a little bit of a break now, haven't we? So how do you assess those opening few weeks? I mean, you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I think we were disappointed with our opening few games. It wasn't the start or the finish of the games that we wanted. So for us to have that bye weekend next weekend is a chance to just have a good few solid training sessions together. And then we push on for there going into round five.
Gail Davis spoke to Dragons head coach Tanya Hoffman, who was more optimistic after that result.
Absolutely. If we took away first and fourth quarters, the middle quarters were really great, really proud of the girls. You know, the team, three aren't here with us today and they're normally on court. And so they did a really good job. I'm really pleased with some of the aspects of the game.
Let's talk about some of the positives. Laura Rudland at goal attack. She really grew into that position, didn't she?
Yeah, it's having the confidence to actually turn and shoot, which I don't think she's actually had previously. So that's good. And look, it's a combination with her and Annika that we've not tried before. And it's just getting used to feeding Annika with those angles and the type of high balls that she requires.
Given how little game time she's had for you at goal shooter, she put in a big performance today.
Yes, she has. So that's giving us another option down that end. But certainly looking forward to having Amy back.
You have been a bit flat over the last few games, but that you've got to have a little bit of a spring in your step. You've got a week off now to regroup and come back and target the next few games.
Absolutely. It doesn't get any easier with London Pulse on the 15th. But look, this is a new squad. Lots of inexperience in there. And so we've just got to look for those small gains, and hopefully by the end of the season we'll really string it together.
And how did Kat Ratnapala think her side did on the day's performance and the margin of 20?
As first quarters go, they don't get much better, do they?
We did come out of the blocks well, which was good. And I think it's testament to our last performance and being on this court and wanting to step up and deliver a better performance. So, yeah, do you want to stop after that first quarter? Should we just stop there?
We could do, but you know, you'd be disappointed if I didn't ask you what went wrong in the second and the third quarter.
We obviously lost by the second by one. It wasn't good enough for us. We know that any team can go goal for goal, and we've got Sirens next, who are very good on the ball. And we need to do better, and we didn't take care of the ball. We didn't take care of enough possession and taking it through to goal, and we needed more turnover. So, lots to build on from that, and obviously we need to go back and have a look at those two quarters.
But given in that first quarter you were able to put out some very unfamiliar Saracens faces, weren't you? Jodie Gibson hasn't played for you yet, and Maria Venti, you've been desperate to get her on.
Yeah.
Those two in particular, what did you see in the first half that sets you up for the season so well?
Can I just say, Jodie Gibson is one of the most formidable athletes I've ever met. She's so driven, she's so hardworking. It's full credit to all of the England medical staff and everyone for getting her back on court, but she's such a passionate person. So I'm made up for her for getting out on court. Ina Marie has been with us training. She's been in and out of COVID, bless her. So in and out of isolation and everything else. So great to have her finally on court.
They fitted in so well for you, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we haven't had a lot of time. Again, no excuses because we need to do better. But we haven't had a lot of time with training together. So I'm just looking forward to hopefully this week. Jo Tripp will be back in training this week following concussion from the Rhinos game. So I'm hopeful that I will have my full 15 back training so we can really solidify some of the stuff tonight.
Just finally, great platform though to push on. It is only round four and you have got a week now, so when we see you in a few weeks' time, who knows what we might find?
Who knows? Simons are doing well at the moment. They've had a good few runs, so I think for every team that we come up against, it's not taking anything lightly and it's making sure that we're doing our basics well. So yeah, looking forward to it.
The final game of the round was Loughborough Lightning versus Seven Stars. Lightning overcame Stars 58-30. Ella Clark was a computer centre player of the match.
I mean, we never underestimated Stars coming out, but they did make us work for it, and we weren't happy with that first half, and we came out in the second half and tried to grind it.
You're a bit late to the Super League party this season, aren't you? A bit of catching up, maybe. How have you felt you've gone in the last sort of two games?
I mean, I think there's still work to do, still connections to build, but it's a good starting block for us. We're only five games in now, I think, so I think we're in a good place, but I still want to build with those connections that we have.
How different is it when your shooters keep changing?
I mean, we do so many combinations in training, so it's nothing new to us, but it's just trying to start those connections off well at the start of the game, because they're not necessarily the ones we have started with before, so just trying to get those rolling.
Little break, kind of first few weeks in, at Loughborough, where they want to be?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely where we want to be. Disappointed with the Bath game, obviously, but we're where we want to be and we're still building and still early on in the season, so I think we've still got more to give as well.
Sara Bayman shared her thoughts on the win to Sky Netball.
28-goal win in the end, Sara, but I know you won't be satisfied with that first half, will you?
No, I mean, there's a lot we're not satisfied about today. I think it was good that the girls got through it and they battled their way through it. I think a lot of teams will have looked at that game and gone, oh, this is what we can do. So it's a learning curve for the girls, and I think it's like to be disappointed with a 28 goal win is a pretty good place to be at.
You probably know a little bit more about your starting seven as well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, potentially, like, we made a couple of changes today, and actually I think against another team they would have probably been really effective. I mean, credit to the girls that came in and in the changes that we implemented in the game, because I thought they did a really good job. I thought Lauren Nichols came in and made an impact. Sam May came in and made an impact, and it was really about building. You know, games like that, you've got to work hard first half to get the reward second half, and they were able to come in and kind of reap what the girls who started sowed.
It's almost a bit of a natural break now, isn't it, where you can kind of go away and just take a breath and take, you know, a look, bigger picture.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
See where you are.
Yeah, I think we'll assess this first kind of quarter of the regular season now, see where we've gone right and wrong, and try and implement stuff for the kind of block coming up. But it's nice to have a week off, especially after a double header, and the girls have earned a bit of a break.
Overall, though, you've seen some quite brilliant moments from your side. I'm thinking back to the power and the speed and the execution of yesterday. You must get a sense of where you are compared to a few of the others. It's a pretty good squad and you're looking good.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy with our squad. We're happy with where we're at the minute. I think if you'd given us 4 out of 5 heading into this break, we'd definitely have taken it. And, you know, we've exposed a lot of players and we've learnt a lot about them. And I think we learnt probably more tonight than we have in lots of games. And to know that we can play in this style and get through games and still win is definitely heartening.
Melissa Bessel thought her side showed signs of improvement.
Well, you look a bit happier. You got some, what we call maybe small wins today, didn't you?
Yeah, small wins. You know, like, really happy with, I was happy with every quarter. You know, I said to the girls, this is going to be a hard battle, but I just wanted us to be competitive. And that's exactly what we were. And, you know, we've still got lots of things to work on. But, you know, I don't think, even though they won by a bit, I don't think they could say they were easy. It was, you know, they could sit back and I'm pleased.
Your side showed real persistence, didn't they? Real character, yeah. And that gives you
something to build on, doesn't it?
Well, that's a team I know. That's a team I coach week in, week out. And that's a team that I've been dying to see for, you know, since we started. So I'm just really proud. And I got to, you know, I really shook it up today and I used the substitutions, changed it, you know, whenever. And I think I played everyone bar one. So no, just really, really proud and really happy.
And with those players that you pulled in and out,
yeah,
what did you learn when you look at them now? Do you know your strongest side?
No. No, not yet. No one, you know, no one has. That was a great performance. Today it was about us, and what I said to the girls was the score is irrelevant. It's being competitive. But have I found the top seven? No, I haven't. And I've told them that. They've got to fight for that top seven. And, you know, I know Georgia will be sitting at home biting the bit, but she'll be really happy with that performance of her teammates.
The Netball Show will be with you every step of the Super League netball season. Thanks to Flyhawk and thanks to Sky Sports for their permission in letting us use their interviews. Remember, every game is on their channels and their YouTube. Check it out all season.
Don't forget, the Netball Show will be with you every step of the way during this Netball Super League season. Thanks so much to Flyhawk and thank you to Sky Sports for their permission in letting us use their interviews. And remember, every single game of the season is on their channels and on the Sky Sports YouTube channel, so you don't have to miss a single game.